We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. Morgan and Bill, the Q Morning Show. Good morning. Dare I speak about young love again this morning? If my son found out that I was talking about this,
he would be mortified.
He really would be. That's why I'm talking about this early in the show, because he's still sleeping, and I would imagine most people are still sleeping right now. Anybody who's connected to him anyway.
So you've been snooping and found out he has a secret girlfriend?
So when Will turns in his phone every night, because that's what it is. It's like a ceremony of turning in his phone. He's got to give it to us at 9 p.m. He plugs it into the charger in our bedroom. That's where the phone has to be. We don't trust him to have it anywhere else in the house. And then he goes up and starts his bedroom routine, bedtime routine and shower and everything else. And that's when Paul and I grab his phone, and it's almost like we're binging a Netflix show right now.
Right. Catching up on the latest gossip, the drama.
We're so excited. Like, what has happened today with my son and his apparent new girlfriend, who he has not mentioned to us even once? We only know this because of the text messages. Here's the latest from yesterday. For some reason, and there was no way to determine how or why in the text messages, but she's grounded for some reason.
Okay.
Wait, I don't know what she did. That's between her and her parents. But she's grounded, so she was not able to talk on the phone yesterday.
Okay.
So what she was trying to get him to do was download these apps, because what she was on her laptop, and she was trying to text him from some like different texting apps. Or I don't even know what they are.
Okay.
Like, it's called, like, Locked In or I don't even know. I'll have to look into it to see what they are. I mean, there's so many apps out there that you can do this. So she's trying to get him to download it, and he's just responding to her and saying,
he's not into it.
I can't download anything because of parental controls.
Right.
Which is sort of true, because anything he downloads, I do have to approve. But he didn't ask. He didn't try to download anything. So he wasn't even placating her.
Well, like, at least he knew, you know, he knew. I'm not going to be able to download anything because of the parental control, so I'm not even going to try.
But she was blowing up his phone yesterday. And my wife thinks, Paula thinks, that Will's not into, like, it's...
He's not as into her as she is into him.
She thinks it's too much. She thinks it's overwhelmed, because she's like... just texting him nonstop,
right,
wanting to talk all the time. I don't think he wants to do that.
Right. I mean, clearly he's lying about why he can't talk to her. So he's clearly not that into it.
Now, today he has track practice, and then he's supposed to come home, and we're supposed to go to the batting cages tonight. However, she wants him to walk her home.
Oh.
After track. So... TBD, stand by to see. My guess is that he's not going to do it.
Yeah, like, I don't think he's going to do it either.
I think he's going to use me as an excuse. Nope, got to go home. I got to go to the batting cages with my dad.
I can't wait to find out.
Yeah,
you have to report back tomorrow if he walked her home or not. I'm so invested.
Young love.
That's cute.
In the seventh grade.
Right.
It's real life, real Cleveland. This is the Q Morning Show on Q104.
Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. The Q Morning Show, Morgan and Bill. We've been talking about Kate Middleton for the past couple of days. Where has she been? How did this surgery go? Why have we not seen her in public for so many months?
And now Photoshop fails.
Yeah. They are calling it Kate Gate.
Yeah, I was thinking that. Why aren't they calling it Kate Gate yet?
I think they are. I think they're calling it Kate Gate. And was she really the one behind this Photoshop picture of her and her kids, which has come out? It's not real. For whatever reason, specifically, there's a bunch of reasons, but it's not a real photo. It's a doctored photo.
Correct.
That was put out. And this is why I miss being on X, the former Twitter.
We can just call it Twitter. No one's ever going to call it X.
Well, I did go on Twitter yesterday just to read some of the tweets about Kate Middleton, mm-hmm. and I just LOL'd over and over. So I'm going to read some of them to you.
Okay.
All right. So this is a Kate Gate tweet. Are we seriously supposed to believe that Kate Middleton has Adobe Creative Cloud subscription?
Right. There's no way. She's not doing that.
The Kate Middleton drama is perfect for those of us who would like to sound insane to their coworkers in meetings today.
Yes. That's our job, to sound insane.
Yes, because we have sounded insane for the past few days trying to describe what's going on with Kate Middleton. Let's see. Kate Middleton disappeared to get a degree in graphic design, and she was excited to show us what she's been learning.
Yeah.
I like this one. The reason we are all so obsessed with finding Kate Middleton is because we grew up with Super Mario Bros. And were literally trained to save the princess.
There we go. We were trained to save the princess.
No updates today, as far as I know. Not on Kate Middleton.
I mean,
anyway.
No. It's so wild. I can't even keep up.
There's a lot to get into this morning, including Morgan saying that her husband David has a new obsession.
And I think you're going to be shocked.
I want to find out what it is, because maybe I want to be obsessed with it too.
I don't know if you're going to be down with this obsession.
That's next. It's the Q Morning Show.
Cleveland is waking up with the Q Morning Show on Q104.
Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now the Q Morning Show, Morgan and Bill. So Morgan says that her husband David has a new obsession.
I'm shocked.
I want to know what it is.
I'm absolutely...
Maybe I want to be obsessed with it too. What is it?
I don't think so.
I don't think
you're going to want to be obsessed with this one. We already know that he's into golf. You know, he's a big golf guy.
Oh, that is
one obsession that he has.
And it's warming up here.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's got to be getting excited.
Yeah, he was out all day yesterday in the new backyard. Oh, yeah. Chipping and putting away. His latest obsession, and one that I did not see coming whatsoever, is my husband is now obsessed with Justin Bieber. He is a Belieber. Every time I walk into the house, Justin Bieber's Tiny Desk concert is playing on our TV. Every time we get into the car, he's putting on Justin Bieber. Every time I go downstairs and he's in the shower, he's playing Justin Bieber.
Where did that come from?
I'm like, what is going on here? It happened over the past couple of days because he watched Justin Bieber's Tiny Desk concert. And all of a sudden, he's all inspired by the Biebs.
I'm not even sure what the Tiny Desk concert is.
You've never seen a Tiny Desk concert?
No, what is that?
It's a YouTube series where all of these big famous artists, it's from NPR Music, they go on these Tiny Desk concerts. It's like a little library, and it's kind of like a stripped version of, you know, a concert. But it's just super, I don't know, I can't believe you've never heard of it. It's been around for like 6 or 7 years, I want to say.
So David watches the concert, and then it's not just this one that he watched. He watches all of them when they come out.
It's just this one.
What sparked this?
I have no idea.
What made him say, I'm going to watch the Justin Bieber one?
I have no idea.
We need to find that out.
I think it was because the other day I went, David's a big EDM guy. He likes to listen to EDM when he's working. I guess it helps him get in the zone. And I went into his office the other day while he was working, and I asked him about one specific EDM song where Justin Bieber was a feature. So I don't know if he like looked up that song with Justin Bieber on YouTube, and then other things started to be recommended to him. But he got on the Tiny Desk concert, and it has been on a loop in my household for the past 72 hours.
I understand what he's doing. Like, I do this with artists as well. And in fact, in recent years, I did this with the Bee Gees. Right when that documentary came out on Max, I watched that and then I became obsessed with the Bee Gees for a while.
I
read a couple of books. I found other documentaries to watch. I've done this with Elton John. Most recently, I did this with George Michael.
I feel like when you see something and you get inspired by the artist, then you go down the wormhole and he's in deep.
And that's what I do. George Michael, when he got inducted in the Rock Hall, and then that Netflix documentary about Wham came out and I watched that. And then all of a sudden I'm on iTunes and I'm re-listening to all these George Michael songs. So yeah, I get how that happens.
A little bit of a different, demographic from George Michael to Justin Bieber, but you get it.
I'm not going to make fun of it.
I mean, me neither. I love Justin Bieber and I love coming home and having him on my big screen TV. I just never thought in a million years that my 33-year-old husband would be more obsessed with Justin Bieber than I am.
You should show him the roast of Justin Bieber.
I'm sure he's already seen it.
Yeah, that was on Comedy Central a couple years ago. He might enjoy that.
Yeah, I'm sure he's already seen it. The next time he announces a tour, we're going front row center.
He probably has lots of thoughts about Justin and Hailey Bieber.
He does. Trust me, he does.
Q104. Something I'm made for. You're on Q104. 90s, 2000s, and now. Morgan and Bill, we are the Q Morning Show. Thank you for being here. So after the show yesterday, I was feeling good. Yesterday after the show, I had energy. I went outside.
The weather was nice.
It was so nice, and I was like, I don't want to go home.
Right.
Like,
make the most of it.
So I texted Paula, and I said, do you need anything? Do you need a Costco trip? She's like, yes, I need a Costco trip. Please go to Costco.
Nice.
And she sends me the list. So I drive to Avon. And now Costco members know this. When you go through the front door at Costco, you need to show that you're a member. So you either have a Costco card or in my case, we have a Costco Visa card. Same thing. So I just got to show my Costco Visa card.
Okay.
When I walk in. So I do that and I shove my Costco Visa card back in my wallet. I had a fresh cup of coffee in my hand and I do this shopping thing.
Sounds like a dream.
20 minutes, I get everything that we need, and I'm in line, ready to check out. Now, when you check out at Costco, when you go through the checkout line, they need to rescan your membership card or whatever it is again before they can check you out. So I pull out my wallet.
Lost it.
Ready to hand it to them. It's...
How did I know exactly where this story was going
to
go?
Like, where is it? I know I had it to get into the store.
Right.
Why is it not in its usual place? Because it's also my credit card. So it's in the same place, but it's not there. And I'm
panicked.
Flustered. Yeah. And then, so I set my coffee down and I go over it and I just set my wallet down in the thing and I start pulling everything out of my wallet. Like everything that I have in there, my driver's license, AAA card. I mean, everything is like piled on this thing and I'm going through it and I can't find it. And I have lost it before. I have dropped it inside the Costco and someone found it and took it to Lost and Found. So they've got someone going over to Lost and Found to check to see if I lost it somewhere in the store. And then finally, I don't know, it's stuck behind some card and there it is.
Okay.
So the lady's like, okay, he's got it. All right. So they can start checking me out now. So now, at this point, I'm flustered.
Right.
I'm starting
frustrated.
To sweat a little bit. I'm looking behind me. I see people wanting to get in line, but then realizing there's a hot mess standing in front of them. So they're moving to other lines. And I go back to continue unloading my cart. I had set my coffee down on that conveyor belt.
Oh, no.
She had moved the conveyor belt. The coffee tipped over, spilled on the entire conveyor belt.
Oh, God. What'd you do?
Well, she was like, she started handing me paper towels. So I start wiping the conveyor. I'm so sorry.
Still,
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry this happened. And she was understanding about the card. I don't think she was understanding about the spilled coffee.
Okay.
Like she was definitely upset.
She's mad.
She closed the lane.
Oh.
Like people are getting in line. She's like, I'm sorry. We're going to have to close this lane. And I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
Oh, man, that's so awkward.
Because they probably don't want you walking around with your coffee inside Costco. Or if you do, you better have it safe.
Yeah.
You better have it contained.
Whew.
And so I probably cost Costco thousands of dollars yesterday.
I wouldn't say thousands of dollars, but...
I don't. I'm thinking about getting myself checked out.
No, you just need to slow down. That's what I tell David all the time. Any stuff like this always happens when you're trying to go too fast, when you're trying to rush. Like you said, when you're flustered, just slow down a little bit, and everything will be fine.
I don't know. It could be a medical issue that's going on with me.
It's not a medical issue. People lose stuff all the time. You forgot that you put your coffee on the conveyor belt. It's fine.
It's happening a lot lately, though.
That you put coffee on a conveyor belt?
No, I just feel so scattered.
Yeah.
Like my head is not attached to my... Yeah, it's not attached to my neck right now.
Try slowing down a little bit.
I didn't think I was going fast.
Deep breaths.
Anyway. So that was Costco yesterday. Now we get to the matter at hand today, and that is... Hash it out. Hakeem and Jackson, they are friends.
Okay.
And Jackson did Hakeem a big favor by offering to house sit for Hakeem while he was out of town.
That's very nice.
Something happened while Jackson was house sitting, and now it's a big debate. They have come to us to help hash it out. That's next on the Q Morning Show.
Real life, real Cleveland. It's the Q Morning Show.
Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now it's Morgan and Bill, the Q Morning Show. We are all set for Hash It Out. We are intervening on behalf of two friends today, where if this keeps up, Morgan, if these two keep fighting, this friendship may end.
Oh, no. Well, we got to do what we can to fix the problem.
It's Hakeem and Jackson. Now, Hakeem came to us first, but Jackson is here. He's listening in. He's going to be able to respond in a second. Hakeem, let's go to you first. Good morning. What's going on between you and Jackson?
Hey, thanks for having me on the program.
Sure thing. Thanks for listening. Thanks for coming to us with this.
Love it. So, okay, here's what's going on, right? A little bit over a week ago, I had to go out of town to work for a short bit, right?
You said a work trip?
Yeah.
Okay.
Simple, you know, out of town, but it was going to take me a little bit. It was going to be about like a week and a half, and I can't take my dog with me. He is my best friend, and I got to get him taken care of, right?
Okay.
So I asked Jackson to come and house sit for me. In my mind, this whole thing should have been super easy. And all he had to do was feed and walk the dog and just hang out in the house and activate the security system. And I showed him everything, right?
I'm getting so nervous here because I'm afraid of how this is going to turn out.
Here's the thing, though. I show him everything. He forgets to set the security system. And someone breaks into my garage and stole my bike. They also sold some, like, camping equipment and nonsense, too. But, like, that was just, like, a tent and some easily replaceable. But the bike, it was so expensive,
mm-hmm.
right? And it's the one thing I asked them to do. Like, the security system was not on, and they got in, and they took this bike, and it's not a cheap thing to replace, you know?
Okay. Like,
so are you wanting your friend to pay the cost of the bike?
I think so.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, it's his responsibility because, even though he's coming to do this thing for me, you know, it's the one thing I asked him to do.
You gave the instructions.
Right? If he had just followed along, done the instructions, none of this would have happened.
All right, Hakeem, thank you. I was so nervous there for a second because I thought that Hakeem was going to say something happened to the dog.
Yeah, me too.
Like the dog ran away or even something worse.
We're glad the dog is okay.
I'm glad it's just the bike, but it's still Hakeem is missing the bike. Let's bring in Jackson right now then. Jackson, good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
So let's hear your side of the story.
Okay, first off, okay, yes, I think I screwed up a little bit. But here's the thing. The alarm to the house wasn't set, but I don't think this is all my fault. I thought I said it correctly, but it's not like I forgot to do anything. It's not like I did anything on purpose. I did everything he told me to do, and I thought I said the alarm. I really don't know what happened, and I'm sorry about the bike, but I'm sorry, but this isn't my responsibility. I was doing him a favor. I was house-sitting. By the way, he didn't mention this. I was house-sitting for free so I could take care of the dog. And what you guys just said, the dog is fine. There was just, like, some mistakes being made.
Bottom line is you didn't set the alarm, dude. Like, it doesn't matter if you thought you did it before you or not I left. Like, the whole thing is walk the dog, take care of the house, set the alarm. Just, like, three basic things. And, you know, I love you to death, man, but you still couldn't do that. Like, am I crazy here?
I don't know. It's like it'd be one thing if you were paying me, but I was doing you a favor, and it's almost like you're, like, biting the hand that feeds you. Like, I could have asked for money to do this. You know, I took time off of work to help you.
Okay, and I appreciate that, but at the same point in time, too, I asked you if you would be cool with this. I asked you if you wanted me to go over how to set the alarm before I left, and you're like, nah, bro, I got this, and this still happened.
What kind of a bike are we talking about? Is this an expensive bike? You mentioned it was a good bike, Hakeem. What's the retail value of that?
So I got a Abaton Solterra. It's a two-step. It's a real nice bike. I got it secondhand, so it's a little bit less expensive, but it retails for about like $800 to $900.
Oh my gosh.
That's an expensive bike.
That is expensive.
All right, Morgan, do you have any follow-up questions for Hakeem and Jackson?
I don't have any follow-up questions.
Have you chosen a side yet?
I don't know.
I think that I have, and I think that it's Jackson.
Okay. I don't know. Honestly, my initial reaction is to not buy such an expensive bike, which I know isn't the problem.
Or not live in that neighborhood if you have an expensive bike.
Right, right.
216-474-0104. Hakeem asked Jackson to house it, to watch the dog, to keep an eye on the house. The alarm was not set. Jackson thought he set it. It wasn't set. Someone broke into the garage and stole Hakeem's bike.
What are the chances?
Is Jackson responsible for replacing the bike? He was house sitting for free. Hakeem thinks so. What do you think? 216-474-0104. Hash it out. Next, Q104.
Yeah. It'll take a whole lot for me to settle.
Hash It Out is happening right now on the Q Morning Show. Q104, Morgan and Bill. Hakeem and Jackson, they are friends. I don't know how much longer they'll be friends. I don't know if Hakeem is going to be asking Jackson to do him any favors. But Jackson was house-sitting for about a week to watch Hakeem's dog. And then he was supposed to watch the house as well and set the security system, the alarm, every single night. And I guess one night he thought that he had set it. It was not set. Someone broke into the garage and took Hakeem's bike.
A very expensive bike.
And Hakeem says, hey, Jackson, I asked you to watch the house. You said you would.
Right.
Someone broke in and stole the bike. You need to replace the bike. And Jackson's like, hey, man, I was doing you a favor.
Right.
It's not my fault. Now, let's see. Angel in Wellington. There's so much going on right now. So, Angel in Wellington, what was your question? Because we did clarify.
If he has homeowner's insurance and a receipt for the bike and a police report, they'll cover it.
Yes. So here's what we found, because we went back to Hakeem and asked him. So he does have homeowner's insurance, but he hasn't gone down that road yet. There is no police report. They did not call the police. He's trying to get Jackson to replace it. I don't think he wants to go to the insurance company, because then it's a big hassle.
But still.
And it raises your premiums. He just wants Jackson to replace the bike.
I feel like you should, go about it in the correct legal way.
Tracy is listening to us in Painesville. Tracy, good morning. Are you on Hakeem's side or Jackson's side? Jackson is the house sitter. Hakeem is the homeowner, and he had his bike stolen.
I'm on Hakeem's side.
You think that Jackson should replace the bike?
Yes, because he should have made sure the house was locked up, and if he wasn't comfortable with setting the alarm, he should have asked. A couple times to make sure it was done properly. Yeah. Well, now, my opinion would change if the alarm was set and the house got broken into. Then it's not his fault. And when he said he stayed there for free, they should have discussed that if there was an arrangement to be paid before he stayed at the house. So obviously he was okay staying there for free. So I think it's too late to bring that issue up. But if he doesn't want to replace the bike, I think he should give him at least half the money for it.
I think Jackson is complaining of ignorance here because
right.
he thought that he set the alarm,
right.
but the alarm was not set. And do you accept ignorance as an excuse in this case?
I don't know. This one truly is giving me a lot of headache.
All right, let's see what Jocelyn has to say. Jocelyn is listening in Lorraine. Jocelyn, are you with Hakeem or Jackson on this? Hash it out.
I'm with Jackson on this one, only because, again, I've got my own alarm system at home, and I've accidentally set it wrong myself. Mm-hmm. And if someone's going to break in, like, nothing on the outside lets the intruder know, like, hey, there's an alarm that's set. Like, if someone's going to break in, they're going to break in. So I get, like, accidents happen, and maybe he thought he set it, because, again, I've done it myself. But, again, if someone's going to break in, they're going to do it regardless of whether or not they know an alarm's set or not.
True.
Thank you, Jocelyn, for listening this morning.
I just feel like it's not worth ruining a friendship over, especially when you can put in a claim. It's like, would you rather have a peaceful life with your friend or would you rather get ruined over a bike?
That's what it comes down to for me. If this was some sort of service that I had hired
right.
to come watch my house. Do they have that? I mean, they have people that come and walk your dog and dog sit and stuff like that. I don't
yeah.
know if you have professional house sitters, but this is a friend of yours. This is someone that is helping you out, but it's not necessarily assuming liability.
Right.
I think that you're still responsible for everything that goes on at your house, even though you have a friend there that's supposed to be taking care of things. If
yeah.
something would go wrong, I don't think you can hold your friend liable.
And wouldn't you want to file a police report? Because what if they do it to somebody else in the neighborhood or come back to your house?
Yeah, come on, Hakeem.
Yeah, just file the police report, dude.
Stop blaming your friend.
Yes.
He's lashing out.
Go about it the legal way.
All right. That is our advice to you, Hakeem. And good luck, guys. Don't end the friendship over this, all right?
Definitely not.
Q104.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
I hear a lot about sinners. Hold me, hold me, hold me, hold me, feel so holy.
Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. Morgan and Bill, the Q Morning Show. Thank you for choosing us this morning. Password was on last night at NBC.
Oh, your favorite game.
I wanted to watch it.
Did you?
I did not.
Oh, well.
And that's because I believe it was on at 10 o'clock last night.
10 o'clock?
That is odd, isn't it? To put a game show like that on so late on NBC?
They must be wanting people to watch it as they're falling asleep.
I also think it's one of those shows that you can watch together as a family.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was on at 10 o'clock last night.
10 o'clock?
You would think that the whole family could watch it. The kids can watch it and play along. But it was on at 10 o'clock today. So I'll have to watch
the rerun.
Yeah, on the Peacock app today. But did you hear about who won?
No.
So last night was the season 2 premiere, and a man from Willoughby Hills.
Hey!
Won $25,000 last
night. Yes, I love it. We got to find this man.
His name is Sean Cahill. He is a teacher at St. Ignatius.
Oh my gosh, love that.
So I texted my nephew who goes to St. Ignatius, and I'm like, hey, is this one of your teachers? Did you know about this? Are the kids talking about this at school? Do they think it's cool? And I don't know what time Ignatius starts school this morning, but I don't even think my nephew is up yet because he has not responded to any of my texts.
Should be up.
I'm sure it's one of those things where they taped this a long time ago.
Right.
And so Sean Cahill knew that he had won all this money, but he had to, you know, stay secretive
about
it.
Right, right.
And now at school today, it should be fun because everybody will know that he won $25,000 and all the kids will be like, hey, Mr. Cahill.
Right. Pizza party on you today, buddy.
Yeah. You can spare a grand. Why not? So congratulations,
yes,
Sean.
Yes, that's awesome.
Have fun at school today. I don't think Sean would play Battle of the Burbs.
Why not?
I mean, he would probably clean up for one.
Yeah.
But then he's like, look, I just won $25,000.
Right. I don't need anything else.
And you're offering me Dune movie passes?
Hey, but maybe he's feeling lucky. Maybe he wants the bragging rights.
Battle of the Burbs is next. If you want those Dune movie passes, it's the Q Morning Show.
Battle of the Burbs on the Q Morning Show.
And who will that winner be today? Let's meet our contestants. Battle of the Burbs brought to you by Self.Inc. First, we have Emily in Lakewood, a graduate of Lakewood High School. Emily, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, guys.
You're going to be taking on Liz in Cleveland, who graduated from Wyndham High School. Liz, good morning to you.
Good morning. Hi.
Good luck, guys.
All right. It's a best of five question trivia challenge. Your name is your buzzer. Here we go with question number one. Which former NSYNC member is dropping a solo album this Friday?
Emily? Justin Timberlake.
Justin Timberlake is correct. Question number two. How many children did Queen Elizabeth II have?
Emily? 11.
Not 11. Liz, do you have a guess?
Three.
It's not three. Four is the correct answer. Four. Emily still leads 1-0. Question number three. True Life, My Super Sweet 16, and Robin Big aired on what network?
Liz? MTV?
MTV is right. Before we continue, do you have a note for them, Bill?
It sounds like somebody has their radio on.
Yeah,
would
just
you
turn it
just
down.
Flip that off just for a second.
Turn it down a little bit.
And then as soon as Battle of the Burbs is over, turn it back on.
Yes, please.
And rip the knob off.
But that was correct, Liz. So we're tied now 1-1. Question number four. What object is said to bring bad luck if it's broken?
Liz.
A mirror is correct. Okay, Liz, you lead 2-0. Emily, you could tie with this, or Liz could win the game. If you both miss, Liz will win Battle of the Burbs today. Question number five. How many degrees are in a right angle?
Emily.
I heard Emily.
90.
90 is correct, which means we go to the tiebreaker question. Whoever gets this question right will win. How many minutes are in a half hour?
Emily.
Liz for the win?
30 minutes.
30 minutes. We got to make the tiebreaker easy.
Right.
Like the easiest question ever.
It's like quick thinking, right?
Right,
fast
right.
Thinking.
Yep.
The lightning round.
Can you handle the pressure?
Liz, you won the lightning round. Thanks for listening this morning. Thanks for having us on. You've got the Dune movie passes.
Yay!
Have a great day today. The Q Morning Show, Q104. Tate McRae, it's Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. Morgan and Bill, the Q Morning Show, good morning. So this survey, I just saw this, and it makes me feel so much better about having an almost teenager who, so far, he's had his phone for almost a year now.
Okay.
And he's addicted. He doesn't like to put it down.
Right.
They polled about 1,500 kids between the ages of 13 and 17. And it reports that 74% of teens report feeling happy when they don't have their phones.
Oh, that's interesting. When they don't have their phones. You have to get over the initial fight first, though, because whenever you take the phone away, they're like kicking and screaming and crying about it.
Right.
But then once they actually remove themselves from it, they feel happier.
They experience the withdrawal symptoms.
Right.
And yeah, you're right. Once they get over that, then they're normal again. Now, also in this survey, 44% say not having their phone makes them feel anxious. 40% feel upset. And 30% feel lonely when they don't have their phones. But yeah, it's an issue. I mean, even yesterday, we went on a family walk in the nice weather. And there's Will just whips his phone out and he's looking at his phone on the walk. And my wife just had to take it away from him.
Yeah.
Just took it away because he can't regulate it himself.
Yeah. Well, don't feel bad because your son isn't the only one. I mean, my family goes through it with the 9-year-old niece, Ellie. She always wants to be on the phone too. So I feel like a lot of parents are struggling with that right now.
So today, the House in Congress will vote on
the TikTok ban.
Yeah, making the next step in banning TikTok.
Correct.
So there's a lot of steps that would make that this bill become a law.
Yeah. And should we go through them?
But
inform the people. If it passes the House, then it goes to the Senate. And then even if it is a ban, it's not going to go away right away. They have 6 months to sell it. Long story short.
Yeah, but the first step towards making that happen is today.
Right.
And I'm not on TikTok, so I don't really have a dog in this fight. I'm not sure if I care that much.
Right.
I'm against the ban, by the way. I'm against TikTok being banned.
Right. I think a lot of people are. I mean, 170 million Americans use TikTok.
But let me ask you this hypothetical, and this really has nothing to do with why Congress is issuing this bill on the floor.
Uh-huh.
But what if Congress said in this bill, if they said TikTok will be banned if you're under the age of 18? Does that's interesting.
Yeah, it is an interesting way to look at it. Sure.
Now, yeah, this bill has nothing to do. I don't think this bill has anything to do with protecting teenagers.
No.
But I want to make it so it protects teenagers.
Yeah.
Now, teenagers would not be happy with that, I'm sure.
Well, remember, didn't you used to have to be a certain age when Facebook first started? Didn't you have to be in college or over? Wasn't that kind of the point?
Like the first Facebook?
Yeah.
When it was called the Facebook?
Yeah.
And it was only on Harvard?
Yeah, because it was like a place for college kids to connect. So you had to be over 18.
Yeah, you had to put your birthday in or something like that.
Yeah.
Although I'm sure there was a way to hack that.
Well, that didn't last very long either.
No.
So it's like, what can you do?
Now anybody could be on Facebook. I just thought that was interesting. If they would ban TikTok for anyone under the age of 18, does that make a difference to you? I think it's interesting.
It is interesting. I feel like they would never do it because at the end of the day, they only want to make money. And people under the age of 18 love to be on TikTok. So that would hurt their pockets. I think people who would actually want this are, you know, you, the parents who see their children addicted to the phone and want something to get them away from it.
Right. All right. Well, we'll see what happens today on Capitol Hill. And we'll get back to our nonsense here. There's a fight that Paul and I are having. My wife and I are having.
Okay. Is it a serious fight or is it a play fight?
No, we don't really have serious fights.
Okay, that's good.
When we start having serious fights, that's when this show is really going to start taking off. Because then I'm going to have more interesting things to talk about. No, this is a stupid fight that we're having right now. And I need your help. I'm recruiting you to help me.
Okay.
And anybody listening right now to help me. Because I think my wife is nuts.
Like, don't say that.
Like her point doesn't make any sense to me. Please help back me up because once we get done with this,
well, I can't promise that I'm going to back you up.
Oh no, I think you're going to, I think you're definitely going to back me up.
Okay,
on this.
We'll see.
All right, that's next. It's the Q Morning Show.
We'll be back with more of the Q Morning Show on Q104.
Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. Morgan and Bill, the Q Morning Show. Good morning. Are you ready for Bill and Paula's dumb fight of the week?
Yes, I am.
Are you familiar with an Adirondack chair?
Yes.
Okay.
You know why?
Why?
I feel like we've talked about them on the show before, and now that I just moved into a house, I'm looking to buy them. And every time I look at them, I think about you, because you had a crisis with these chairs. Maybe when you first moved back, I can't remember.
Let me tell you what's going on right now. Well, first of all, let me ask you, what do you want to do with your Adirondack chairs? Are you going to put a fire pit out back? Or
yeah, we have a big backyard and we have a back patio, so we're just looking to fill some space.
Yeah, that's how people use them. So I think that you're going to back me up on this. I think that most people who are listening to the show right now are going to back me up on this. And then
it's a strong claim.
I can take all of this back to Paula and say, in your face, you're totally wrong.
I don't know
about this.
I don't know. We'll see.
So Paula wants to buy 2 Adirondack chairs.
Okay.
And put them in our front yard.
Okay.
And I usually let Paula do whatever she wants around the house because she just has better taste than I do. And she just knows about these things more than I do. With the Adirondack chairs, I'm putting my foot down.
Why?
On this one. I'm saying no. For many reasons. Number one, I think it looks stupid because you have 2 chairs in your front yard that nobody sits in.
Okay.
We are never going to sit in those chairs and look at what? Traffic going down our street? It's not going to happen. If you want them, put them in the backyard by the fire pit. It makes no sense to me to put them in the front yard. Now, she says this is a thing that people do this. People put 2 Adirondack chairs in their front yard as decoration. And as proof, as we take walks around the neighborhood, she points out every single house that does it.
Uh-huh.
And here's what I'm telling her. Yeah, I see the houses that do it. But the chairs are pointing towards the west. And our house faces east.
Why does it matter what way they face?
Because what I think the Adirondack chairs signify is you're sitting in the chairs and you're looking at the sun going down. You're watching a glorious Ohio sunset.
Right.
Our chairs face east.
Okay.
You don't see the sunset.
Well, you would see the sunrise. You would get out there bright and early and see the sunrise.
Are you trying to help me? Are you helping me or hurting me right now?
Well, I have questions.
Yes.
Do please. You have a front porch or does she want to put these on the grass?
She wants to put them on the grass. That's where they go, on the grass.
Okay. Well, that honestly changes my opinion of it.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, my parents, they don't have these specific type of chairs, which I have no idea how to say it. How do you say it?
Adirondack?
Yeah, I'm not even going to try because I'm going to make myself sound stupid. But they have chairs on their front porch. And I was just telling David, too, I want to get 2 rocking chairs for our front porch. And he had the same thing. He's like, we have a backyard. Why would you want to put them in the front yard so we could just stare at our neighbors awkwardly? Like, why do you want to do that? But I'm like, no, don't you want to, like, wake up on a Saturday and sit on the front porch in these rocking chairs and have a nice morning?
Cup of coffee.
Yeah. And he's like, yeah, in the backyard. I'm like, no. So honestly, I'm with you only because you don't have a front porch.
Yep. Don't have a front porch.
If you had a front porch, I would be Team Paula and I would say put whatever chair you get on the front porch. But since it's just the grass, I do agree with you. I think they should go in the backyard.
Yeah. 2 chairs in the front yard that we would never, ever sit in. And by the way, the ones that she wants cost about $160 a piece.
Yeah, they're expensive.
$300 for 2 stupid chairs in my front yard, which make no sense.
Okay, but you can also think about it this way. If you get the chairs and then you have, like, a party, they can always be moved. You can always move them to the backyard if you need more places to sit.
Because that's what I want to do. Keep moving chairs from the front yard to the backyard. Okay, so you're on my side on this one. It sounds like you're on my side.
Yeah, I would say it gets very, very tricky into semantics, but if it's got to be black and white, I'm on your side.
216-474-0104. The Adirondack chairs. Do you have them? Do you think this is a thing? Do you think this is stupid? Do you think those chairs are way too expensive to just sit in your front lawn?
Right.
Help me out here. I'm going to win this argument. I'm winning. 216-474-0104. Q104, Morgan and Bill, the Q Morning Show. My wife, Paula, and I are having a dumb argument right now in regards to Adirondack chairs.
Yes.
My wife, Paula, wants to put Adirondack chairs in our front yard. Side by side, they cost $160 a piece. So over $300 of chairs just sitting in my front yard, which I maintain we will never sit in, ever.
Okay.
All of our sitting happens in the backyard.
Right.
Because we redid the patio back there. We have a fire pit.
Yeah.
That's where we socialize and hang out in the backyard. It's not done in the front yard.
Yeah, I get it.
What is making noise right now? Is that my laptop?
You always have your laptop on.
Man.
Do you know how to mute it?
Yeah, I just did. All right, I just muted it. So that is what the fight is about. I do not think Adirondack chairs. I see that it's a thing in my neighborhood that some of my other neighbors are doing it, but I don't. It makes no sense to me. It's like, why would they be there? Why would you sit in your yard to face east when you don't have a view of anything?
And Paula wants them for what reason?
Just for
decoration.
Decoration.
Okay.
She thinks it would look nice.
Okay.
It's not like our house overlooks the lake.
Right.
It'd make more sense to me. Let's see. Where are we going first? We're going to Tessa in Cleveland. Tessa, good morning.
Good morning.
What are your thoughts on putting Adirondack chairs in your front yard for no reason at all?
So I do understand that a decorative piece can be aggravating, and the price is a little outrageous. So
yes.
I agree with you there. But I feel like the topic of conversation swayed to, should we have the coffee up front? Should we have the coffee in the back? I don't want to stare at my neighbors. It's all about where we want to sit. But it also seems like Paula has no intentions of sitting in these chairs either, and it is just for decoration. So if she's wanting to do something just for decoration, although the price is outrageous and it hurts me to say, I agree with Paula. That the topic of conversation is not about where we want our coffee or who's going to sit where, if I'm more comfortable by my fire pit or even where the sun rises. She just wants to make your house look pretty.
Okay. It's not even practical, though. It's not practical. I was just saying it doesn't make sense to me even as decoration because, again, the chairs face nothing except more homes. If it faced the lake, if it faced a sunrise or a sunset, then it would make sense to me. But it makes no sense to me in where we live right now.
And unfortunately, this is probably a trend.
Yeah.
And it will go away. And it's an expensive one. So the more you talked about price, the more I want to side with you. But I do just understand that she's trying to decorate. And she's not going to go sit out in the middle of your lawn and have her coffee and stare at the neighbors across the street.
I don't want to be trendy.
Right.
That's not me. I love these texts that are coming in. How about a bird bath?
Yeah, that's a good one.
I do not want to put a bird bath in my front yard.
Another one says, I agree, they're stupid looking chairs, but happy wife, happy life.
Not in this one. I'm willing to make concessions in other areas, but I'm staying firm.
Right.
I'm staying staunch on the Adirondack chairs. Anything else coming in?
Way too expensive to use as decoration. Put them by the fire pit and call it a day.
Yeah. I'm with you. I think the evidence is backing me up. Nicole is in Lyndhurst. Nicole, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. What are your thoughts on the Adirondack chairs in the front yard?
So I have this discussion with friends and coworkers often, and I can't confirm or deny this because it is not my lifestyle, but from what I have been told, it's cool that you're a swinger if you have Adirondack chairs in your front yard.
No.
Is that right?
That's what I've heard. You put an upside-down pineapple out there and,
I was going to say, I thought that was the sign, the upside-down pineapple.
I think there's a few, but I've heard the chairs are one.
But so really?
Oh, my gosh.
We always tease her, but
it's the Adirondack chairs that say you're a swinger. Huh.
Well, Bill, you just found a foolproof way out of those Adirondack chairs. If you tell your wife that that's what it means, she will not want to get them.
Oh, no. Nicole sent me over to the other side.
Stop that.
Oh, no. I'm going to rethink this whole thing right now. Thank you, Nicole. It's Q104. Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. Morgan and Bill, the Q Morning Show, dropping tonight on Disney Plus, the Eras Tour from Taylor Swift. I would imagine that the tier of Swifties, the ultimate Swifties, have probably seen one of the Eras Tours live.
For sure.
In Detroit or Pittsburgh, Cincinnati.
Or went to the theater.
Right. Well, that would be your regular Swiftie.
Right.
That has at least seen the Eras Tour movie. And now it's dropping on Disney Plus tonight. There's going to be 5 songs added to the streaming edition of the film. One of them is Cardigan. And Cardigan, you can actually watch a preview of that. They dropped a almost 60-second clip of Taylor swinging, What is on my mind this morning?
Who's she swinging against?
Taylor singing Cardigan. That's on the Apple App Store. If you want to get a preview of that.
When is it going to end?
Never. I don't want it to end.
When is it going to end?
I'm not sick of it.
Of all the things
that we talk about, the Taylor Swift thing is something I'm just not sick of.
I'm not sick of Taylor Swift. I'm sick of the Eras Tour stuff. It feels like it's gone on forever.
Well, it has.
Let's get the new album out. Let's get new stuff to talk about. Like, are we going to talk about the Eras Tour and the different versions of the movies for 3 years?
I think you need to stop it right now. I think you need to watch the Eras Tour.
I'm not doing it.
At least this weekend. It might be David's new obsession.
No, I'm not doing it. I'm doing it out of defiance.
It's real life, real Cleveland. This is the Q Morning Show on Q104.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.